929-299-1269.
Welcome to the SDF conferencing system. You are the only party in this conference.
Hello and welcome. This is SDF Open VoIP. To join the conversation, please dial 929-299-1269. That's 929-299-1269.
One other party is in this conference.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
One other party is in this conference. There are two other parties in this conference.
Hello, other party. Thank you.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Okay, well, this is Jazz Maz on SDF Open VoIP on anonradio.net. Just a reminder that Open VoIP can be heard on Anon Radio every night from 0200 to 0300 hours UTC. Anyone can call, anyone can start a conversation. You can dial a conference bridge with your regular telephone service by dialing 929-299-1269, or you can just simply dial extension 1088 from your SDF VoiceOver IP account. For more information about the SDF VoiceOver IP system, visit the tutorial section at sdf.org. So, not a lot going on tonight. Just thought I'd call in and see if anyone else happens to call in tonight. Guess we'll take a quick peek at com. So, someone is typing. Or just a very poor voice connection, or both. So I guess who is going to call in, and Cam is probably the other person online who says he's going to remain muted for the next few minutes. I think I will do the same. When someone calls in, I'll pick up and say, hey.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
There are three other parties in this conference.
Hello, new caller. This is Jazzman speaking.
There are three other parties in this conference.
Hello again.
Hey, Jasmine, this is Gorfield. Can you hear me okay?
You're coming in very sputtery.
Okay, I'll hang up and try again.
Okie dokie.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
There are three other parties in this conference.
Hi, do I sound any better?
So far so good.
Oh, good. Yeah, there's a pilgrimage in Italy on TV, something on PBS. Okay, cold dust, that's great.
Maybe
turn it a bit down. Hey, Jasmus.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit quieter. 1 second. Okay, so how's everybody's evening?
It's pretty quiet here tonight. Nothing too exciting going on. Obviously, we had Brunzi 94's program a little earlier tonight.
Gotcha. Let's see. I went out for a nice. Oh, I've been going for more walks now that it's warmed up. It's pretty nice outside. I think close to 70, but it's going to cool back down.
Yeah, we're starting to get cool weather for the next couple of days, and then it's just to warm up later in the weekend.
Okay, I'll microwave something, so I'll just mute for a second, and everyone get to know.
Okay, go ahead and nuke your burrito.
I'll see the cat once to join in on the conference call. She's particularly talkative. Is Pooley or anyone else planning to join in?
I have no idea who's going to call in tonight. It's always sort of a crapshoot, I guess. Obviously, Publius is in calm and paying attention somewhat. Whether or not he'll call in or not is another matter.
Let's see, Diddy, do you want to talk? Is it a talk shingle? Maybe not, okay.
Of course, when you shove the mic in the cat's face, it doesn't want to talk.
Yeah, she's getting up to get away from the intrusive human. Yeah.
What is it, cold press? You're not from the U.S., so no idea if you can. Well, you probably can, but that would be an international call, and it might cost you some money. Or if you have a computer with a microphone and...
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Even modern smartphones often can be used for a voice over IP service if you want to go through the rigmarole of trying to set that up. I know Android phones, Linphone is generally available. There's probably a bunch of other stuff that I'm not aware of.
Lately, I've just been calling in with my phone.
Yeah, sometimes it's easiest.
Setting up the SIP.
Sometimes it's easiest, like when I'm not at home. That's usually what I do. I usually, you know, call in with regular phone service. When I'm at home, I've got, you know, an ATA attached all ready to go all the time. So SIP is the preferred method.
Oh, there she is.
So, cold press. You can have one if you'd like. All you have to do is bring up the command prompt, type the command mint, which is the same command that you use to manage your password or other accounts for SDF, and you can generate credentials. And I think there's possibly a way that you can call in without actually registering, but I generally don't know that off the top of my head. I think I've played with it a little bit, but probably better off if you have an account and actually register your SIP client with the SDF SIP service if you're going to call.
Have either of you checked out the Matrix server?
I have not, but if it's better than, if it's imitating Discord, but much, much better than I should.
Yeah, it's more privacy focused, I guess.
I'm not that worried about it. I mean, you know, we're on and on radio right now, so privacy is not exactly the first order of business.
Yeah.
But I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, this is different, but if I do need to share something private with somebody, I'd like to have a good place to do it, especially if I can't see them in person.
The kitty is kneading herself a nest.
She found the laundry basket with all the clean laundry in it.
Yeah, cats like that. Every time I fold t-shirts, my cat likes to jump in the middle of the back of the t-shirt and own it. You know, cats. Mine.
Yeah, we had a cat that liked to do that. She also liked the wicker laundry basket. Whether there was any laundry in it or not, she liked to pull her imaginary claws on it.
Mm-hmm.
Fluffy said to tell you guys, he said we.
Oh, okay. We.
If you say so.
Not sure why, but he insisted.
Yeah, I can see that on the comm mode chat.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
So has anyone signed up for the next upcoming Plan 9 boot camp?
I haven't. Is that Bell Labs Plan 9, is that still being released, the operating?
Yeah, actually, there was another reissue of license under, I forget which open source software license it was, to the, I think, Ninefront organization or the holding organization that they created. What was it called? And then it was offered under the GPL under, a Harvard project? No, I can't think of off the top
somebody
of my head.
Somebody saying MIT, Antonio R. in the chat says MIT.
Yeah, MIT license. Oh, okay. Yeah, and then I think you can also, if you can still find it, there was another project that it was released under the GPL2, if you prefer that, over MIT or the original Lucent license.
My thesis...
Makes for weirdness, right? It's like, you know, which are compatible with which. GPL is compatible with almost nothing.
Plan 9 is compatible with almost nothing.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, you know, the licensing schemes, if you care about such things. That, you know, it's like you can license it under the GPL, but then it's going to stay in the GPL. But if you license it elsewhere, it may not be compatible with the GPL. But that's if you even care about the GPL. I know plenty of people that do not. That they prefer more permissive license, even though they don't really know what that means. They just like to say it.
I want the permissivist, the most permissive.
Well, then, you know, only things in the public domain, do it without a license. But, yeah. So, but I mean, the idea is, the notion is that there's still enough interest in it to continue forward is always a good thing. Despite it being kind of unusual, I think as far as the Unix model goes, it's, you know, the logical successor, but as far as the direction Unix took, you know, And the Unix-like operating systems, it's quite different. It's interesting to tinker with every once in a while.
What needs to be done to... Go ahead.
I was going to just take a look at that email in Pint.
Yeah, I was wondering what needed to be done for that to officially get signed up. Because I responded to the email.
You just have to request a slot in to the membership email. Mm-hmm. In other words, membership at sdf.org, saying, hey, sign me up for the Plan 9. If they have a slot, they will sign you up and you'll get further details. And then there's also, I think in the tutorial section, information about setting up a Plan 9 slice if you already happen to have an account that has that ability to do.
I don't have ARPA.
Yeah. But you will, I think anyone is eligible for a slot if it's opened, and then you'll be given access to Plan 9 slice, I believe. And I guess they are still running the TSS8
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
I've been on it a couple of times. It's interesting. I also have seen some of those front panel front panel work alike computer, you know, control interfaces for you know, the emulated systems. At prior Vintage Computer Festival Midwest, they're kind of nice looking. And of course, Steve shares the picture of the one that they're running frequently.
Yeah, so I responded, and I guess I'll see if I get emailed the host name.
Yeah. I've been meaning to do it, but I just don't have the time right now, or I haven't had the time the last couple sessions. So one of these days I'll do it, because it's just kind of
there
interesting.
There are three other parties in this conference.
Or I shouldn't say interesting, it's kind of useful when you have other people going along with you in sort of a organized class kind of format with, you know, sort of guided objectives to try and hit.
Yeah, for sure.
Trying to think if there's anything else interesting going on or new.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
All right, I got an email saying you're in. Details will follow later this week. So I guess I'll figure that out soon.
Sounds good. Oh, yeah, and I think SDF is also promoting some of the fundraiser swag. I think in particular the mug and the ping pens, the little floaty pens. Reminds me I should probably double down on my membership, on my MetaARPA membership at some point soon.
What's special about these pens?
So you're familiar with floaty pens? You know, they've got a little, you know, thing in it that is suspended in water or oil, and when you tip it up or down, you know, some object moves.
There are four other parties in this conference.
Are you familiar with that sort of thing?
Those.
You've never seen a floaty pen. Okay. Well,
I know it's like fountain pens.
Right. No, this is sort of a novelty item that you might see while traveling and, you know, stopping at a touristy sort of place. And what they have is, you know, you've got a transparent part of the pen that is filled with some type of transparent fluid, usually some sort of backing image, and then a little object that's sort of in there that floats back and forth. Like the ones that were sort of infamous were the, you know, naked girl floaty pens, where you tip them up and the bikini falls off the girl or something like that. But in this case, it is sort of a wire connected between Washington and Texas, I think, with a little ping message that floats back and forth between the ends. If you're looking at com, let me see if I can find the page with that stuff on there.
I see the pictures of it, but I wasn't sure exactly what it did.
Yeah, well, so it's a pen, first and foremost, but, you know, it's sort of a novelty thing where you've got that little ping symbol that is free-floating in that upper portion of the pen, and it will travel from end to end depending upon which end you have up.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I might have to get one of those just because that's
open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Yeah, there was three.
Sounds like JWH is on the line. This is AGK.
I don't think JWH is on the line, but Jazzmaz.
Is this Jazzmaz? Okay.
Yeah.
Who else?
This is Cam.
Cam? I don't think I met you before.
No, I haven't been active on VoIP.
Cool. So what were you saying about promoting the swag?
Oh, they were, I think, offering some swag items at a discounted rate, I think. In particular, the mug and the floaty pen.
Floaty pen?
Yeah.
I might get one of the mugs. I like the mug.
The mugs are nice. I have one. Just don't put it in the microwave because it's got a little metal cap on the bottom with a little rubber boot. But it's nice. It looks nice. Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll break it out and have some coffee. Well, I can't seem to find the items. I wonder how much. Yeah, they have other stuff as well. I think CDs of music that's been produced by SDF members over the years. Find a page with that stuff on it.
Where do you live
at,
Cam?
Checked out? I'm in northern Colorado.
Oh, cool. I'm in Kentucky.
I've been there.
Really? For business or pleasure?
I think we were visiting family.
Ooh, that's cool.
Oh, here it is, store. Derp. Yeah, they've got stickers and buttons and pens and I think some figurines and the CDs.
Are the embroidered patches going on sale, too?
I don't know that they're on sale. I think they were just featuring the two items because they probably have some quantity of them left.
Is SMJ still in Japan?
I think he is.
Huh.
I haven't really caught him recently.
Yeah, I know you.
Wow, there. I think you. There are.
See the patch on there. Yeah, I haven't
there are SDF users in Antarctica.
Antarctica?
Yes, there's two named users in Antarctica.
This doesn't shock me.
Antarctica?
I know a guy from the classic computing group that spends time down at the research station down there from time to time. I don't know if he's doing it regularly anymore, but he was for a period of time.
That's cool.
Yeah, I saw
maybe
him
a couple people in.
And he would be the type to have an SDF account. But
what were you saying, Cam?
I was saying I found that out on the user map.
Yeah, there's a user map project that you can, put your info in, and it'll aggregate and anonymize it, I think. So you can kind of see where concentrations of SDF users are.
I got a call last week on VoIP from
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Record combo for Red Martian and Severed Heads.
Oh, I heard somebody playing Severed Heads on open mic. I can't remember who it was, but he was very, very enthusiastic about them. I'd never heard of them before.
Well, they might be SMJ, but...
What's that? Yeah. He was very enthusiastic about them. Like an evangelist.
Yeah, well... As I said, that could be SMJ, that could be somebody else too, but yeah, he's had some involvement with Severed Heads over the years.
When I called in, there were five people on the line. It probably one of those is their recording.
Right.
And then there's I guess three of us, but then there's that mystery caller. Seems like there's always a mystery caller.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is Glowfill. I was on the line earlier, but just muted.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay. Hello, mystery caller.
yeah, that's not uncommon to have someone mute themselves every once in a while when they're doing something else. But, yeah, I guess record makes sense because I think SMJ had vinyl cutting set up.
Really?
Yeah.
That's very cool.
And I think he was doing cylinders too. Was it he?
Like wax cylinders?
I don't know if his are wax or if they're like some sort of cut plastic.
Hmm.
But essentially an Edison cylinder, I think, or something similar.
Very cool. I guess you'd have to make there a plan for that.
There are more SDF users in Antarctica than there are in Ecuador.
There are five other parties in this conference.
Hello, other party.
Hello, everyone else. This is Dr. Elcott.
Hi, Dr. Elcott. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Figure I crashed the party for a little bit, or at least in the last 15 minutes or so.
Were you listening before you called in?
I was not actually.
Okay, well, this is AGK, Anna. I'm on the line.
We have Gofu, Jazzmaz, and Cam as well.
Ah, Cam. Cool. Well, and everybody else too.
And now Dr. Elcott.
And now Dr. Elcott. I was just saying, Cam is...
Things in Georgia. Sorry.
Oh, I was just saying, I think Cam hadn't heard in a while. I don't know if he's been on yet or not. No matter, it's okay.
Now Cam is a mystery caller.
Who joined?
Dr. Elcott.
Ah.
Hope the sound of me doing dishes is not too loud.
I heard water.
It's nothing new.
Yeah.
Often people hear the sound of me making coffee or prepping hot water for tea.
My favorite record, the sweet sounds of somebody making coffee on open VoIP. Very smooth, you know, relaxing.
Yeah, if I was doing it this time, I would be rerunning the grinder.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Coffee in a while.
So here's something fun. It's been pretty good for stargazing here. Very little light pollution and the ability to see. Very rare, sarcasm's overrated. Very common constellations like Orion and the Big Dipper and Cassiopeia.
Sure.
So on that note, I would guess, you know, Colorado and, well, depending on where you are, maybe for AGK and CAM, there's good enough lack of light pollution. We could all look up and see what we see and report it to each other.
I think we're overcast here, and I'm in a major city, so there's a ton of light pollution, and there.
Yeah, I don't know about Chicago.
It has to be a bright star object to see it. It has to be clear, and I think we got a little hazy tonight. It was sunny for a while in the afternoon and early evening as the sun was going down, and then became kind of cloudy, hazy. Yeah, that's what it looks like. I don't even think I can see the moon.
When you get far enough north or west or south here, you can see them pretty well.
Mm. Nice.
And then I can go into the
back. There's some app that tells you how much
I just
that,
stepped outside, and it's very overcast.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a function of the cold weather coming in from the north right now. Yeah, the weather.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, it's going to be kind of below freezing overnight, the next couple of nights here in Chicago, and then it's supposed to get warm again over in the late week, later in the weekend.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to get...
Yeah, and we'll probably get the weather then.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a lot of warm weather coming up from the south and a lot of cold weather coming down from the north right now, and it's kind of, you know, hitting the Midwest. So you'll probably get a blast of cold weather a few days after we get it.
That sucks. But I'm glad over the weekend I got a bunch of people outside at the hospital. Just made it my mission. The weather was nice. You know, we're gonna
I'm sure people
outside.
Appreciated that.
Yep. Go outside and throw a ball around. Get some yoga mats. Throw them out on the grass, out on the, you know, patio, and, you know, you can hang out there, and I'll put some music on the speaker. Whenever there was downtime, I was like, let's get outside, y'all.
So, funny story, the pet bed I got for my dog, he will lay next to it. He will lay his head on it. Not lay actually on it, so.
Well, that's how it normally goes with anything of that sort, right?
So my cat has
taken over.
Has taken over. She's like, oh well, nobody else is using that. I'm going to. So and he seems perfectly happy.
Yeah. Cats abhor a void, right?
Yeah.
But, of course, if you had bought the thing for the cat wouldn't want to have anything to do with it.
Yeah, would not have cared.
Nothing.
Would
yeah.
not lay on it. Of course, I kind of thought, okay, well, somebody's going to use it. Between my dog, my cat, and my son, I think there's a pretty good chance to use it.
Yeah, most of my cats, their cat beds were... cardboard boxes with maybe a bit of carpet in them. When we had cats.
And my cat likes to pick in the carpet.
Yeah, but I think the one that I found the most amusing was, I think, after, I guess, someone's trip to Aldi's, you know, they had stuff in boxes, and they had a tuna box flat.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
I cooked a tuna fillet on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and the finished it, and my cat got up on the cat. Actually, while I was eating, she doesn't do it a lot. She gets up next to me, and she just kind of, you can see the little her little nose twitching and just sniffing, like, oh, what you got there?
Yeah. It was like our first cat was sort of like that. She would kind of gingerly, she didn't really beg too much, but when my father had cantaloupe, of all things, she would kind of, you know, sit next to him on the floor, looking up while he's cutting the thing, and then, you know, the little paw would reach, you know, she'd kind of get up on her hindquarters, and a little paw would reach out, touch the edge of the table. I don't know why she liked it so much, but
yes,
she did.
Cantaloupe is... That's,
probably not good for her. It was probably not good for her kidneys, but yeah, it's like, why? Cats are not supposed to really be able to taste sweet.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Maybe she's just weird.
Yeah. She's a cat. I mean,
yeah.
I think that pretty much.
Maybe she likes it because it has the texture of, you know, it has a soggy texture. I don't know. That it's sort of like a fish texture, but not so much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Maybe our meower can provide an opinion about fish. I made some squid pasta that came out pretty well. I'm planning to make some more. It was pretty easy. And in Meijer here, there's big bag, a pound, it's fairly expensive, a pound of cut up squid in little rings, and it went pretty well with rotini, I think it was. Yeah, but anyway, so I was thinking about that as far as the texture. Let's see if the meower will want to speak. Okay, meow. Okay, I guess you're enjoying your favorite laugh. Okay, good girl. Okay, maybe not. No opinion on the fish texture.
I think we are rapidly running out of time, so I'll give the little closing spiel. This has been STF Open VOIP, agananradio.net. Open VOIP is every night from 0200 to 0300 hours UTC. Anyone can call. Anyone can start a conversation. You can dial with your regular telephone service by calling 929-299-1269, or you can simply dial extension 1088.
Thank you for listening to Open VoIP. Now you can be the DJ with SDF Open Mic. Get on the mic. Get on the mic. Yo, check it. Get on that mic. You are the DJ.
You're the DJ.